Weiter in Shas. We are in Daf Zayin, picking up on the second line, and today, some serious agadita. Here we go. Amar Ravavo. God Yom Gisham Tchias HaMesim Greer is a day of rain than Tchias HaMesim. Why? Dilu Tchias HaMesim HaSadikim. Tchias HaMesim is only for the Sadikim. Vilu Gisham Bein LaSadikim Bein LaRishayim. Rain is for Sadikim and for Rishayim, so we see it's greater. Because the fact that it's equal to Tchias HaMesim, therefore kavua b'Tchias HaMesim, we have the bracha in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. That's when we put in the Mashiv Haruach Umori Rageshem. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Gadol Yom Gisham Kayom Sheinitna B'Torah, the day of when it rains is like a day, it's greater. That's great. Gadol Yom Gishamim Kiyom Shenitna B'Torah, that we got the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ya'arov Kamator Lichi Tizal Katali Musi Kisirim Ali Deshe Kir Uchir Vivim Ale Esev. Pasuk says that Ya'arov Kamator Lichi, which means that my lekach drips down like rain. The ain lekach ala Torah. So when it says that, my Torah is dripping like rain. Shenamar vein lekach ala Torah. Shenamar ki lekach tov nasati lechem Torah si al tazovu. It's a lekach tov that I gave to you. My Torah, don't forsake it. Rav Amarav says yosim yom shenit nabot Torah. It's even greater than the day of Torah given. Shenamar yarov kamatar lechi mi nitle b'mi. Have Yomer cut the nitla begadol. Which one is dependent on which one? In other words, it's saying Yarov Kamatar Likhi, that the lekach is like rain, meaning that you're comparing the smaller one to the bigger one, telling us that the bigger one is the rain, so it's even greater. Rava says we have a bit of a contradiction here, because the pasuk says Yarov Kamatar Likhi and Tizal Katalim Rasi, which seems to contradict themselves. How so? Kirsiv, Yarov Kamatar Likhi means that my lekach is going to drip like rain, and then afterwards it says Tizal Katalim Rasi, meaning my speech is going to flow like dew. When the pasuk says that it's like rain comes more intense, but when it comes to tal, then it comes a little more gentle. Rashi says the mash menachas. So if Tizal Katal comes down gently. Says the Gemara, Im Talmid Chacham Hagenhu, if he's a Talmid Chacham, which is Hagen, that means he's good and proper and correct and Katal, then the Torah is going to come down like Tal. It's going to be something which is positive and good and gentle. V'im Lav, but if not, then Orfeu Kamater, then it comes down and literally Orfeu, like the Lashon of Oref, like a neck. Rashi says Hargeu, it's going to kill him, literally breaking the neck from like a, like Matar. Like intense rain. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Haya Rabbi Bana Omer. Kol Osik B'Torah Lishma. Anyone who's Osik B'Torah Lishma. What does that mean, Lishma? Rashi says, Mishum Ka'asher. Right, Rashi? Yeah, there it is. Right, Lishma. Mishum Ka'asher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, Velokide Likaros Rabbi. The reason why he's doing it is because Hashem commanded me to learn the Torah, and not because I want to get a name, like someone's going to call me Rabbi. I'm not doing it for that reason. So anyway, it's Osek B'Torah Lishma, Toroso Nasis Lo Samachayim. The Torah becomes to him like a drug of life. Shenemar, it's a pasuk that says, Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachazikim Ba. It's an Eitz Chayim for one who does that. For Omer, and furthermore, it says, Rifus Tihi Lisharecha. Pasuk also, Mishle, both of them are Mishle, that it's going to be a Rufus, like a Rufua, a healer, that comes through the belly button, the Omar. And furthermore, Pasuk says, Kimotze Motzi Motzachayim. That's those that find me found life. In other words, you find Torah, then you find life. Chol Osik B'Torah Shalolishma. Someone says Shalolishma in order to get some gain, his own personal gain. Naslo Samamav, it ends up being a drug of death. Shenemar, Yarov Kamatar Lekhi. Vein Arifa El Hariga, when it says Yarov, from a lotion of like Egla Arufa, like the back of the neck. So Vein Arifa El Hariga, it's a death. Shenam, as the Pasuk says, V'arufu Sham is a Egla Benachal, like the Egla Arufa, they go out and they break the neck by the Nachal. So we see it's very bad. Amr Lei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Zeira, it says, Lacey Mar Lisni. Come and teach us something. Come teach us some Torah. Amr Lei, he says, Mac, Chalash Libi. Libi velo yachilna. He says, my heart is sick, and I can't. I'm not able to. Rashi says, I'm not able to teach. I'm really not feeling well. He says, okay, so lima milsad agadatas. At least tell me something I can get, walk away with. Amalei, so this is back, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. My dichsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, ki adam eitz asadeh, right? Is a man, ki adam eitz asadeh. is a man, a tree in the field. V'chi adam eitz hasadehu? What does that mean? Again, proper trap here. My d'chsev ki adam eitz hasadeh. What does it mean when it says a man is a tree in the field? V'chi adam eitz hasadehu? Is a man actually a tree in the field? Elim yishum d'chsev, because of the fact that it says in the pasuk ki mimenu sochal va'osa lo sichra, this is talking about trees that have fruits on them, that you go ahead and you eat from them, but you don't go ahead. You eat from it, you're not allowed to cut it down. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Uchsev, but it also says when it's not a fruit tree, oso sashchis v'charasa, that you can destroy and you can cut down. Ha said haso im tamal chacham hagenhu, even a tamal chacham, a proper tamal chacham, that mimenu sochal, you should eat from him, va'oso lo sichos, and don't cut him down. V'emla, but if it's not, then oso sashchis v'charasa, cut him down, chuck him, get rid of him. Amar Reb Chama Chanina B'Rebi. Sorry, the Mishnah just says B'Rebi Chanina. My d'chsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk Barzel be'Barzel Yachad? Barzel iron be'Barzel Yachad, as in lashon of chad, to make something sharp. Barzel be'Barzel sharpened. If iron can sharpen iron. Just like one barzel goes ahead and is able to go ahead and sharpen another barzel. Rashi says, "Mar barzel zeh echad mechadid es chaver, kigon sakin al gabe chaverta." Just like that, then what does that tell you? Echad mechadid es chavero. Yeah, sorry. Af shnei tamli chacham. So to shnei tamli chacham mechadin zeh ba'alacha. They're mechadin one is the other when it comes to halacha. When they go, they learn together. They mechadin each other. I'm Rabbi Bechana. Lama nimshal divrei Torah ke'ish. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, halo chol devarai ke'ish num Hashem. Is my word not like fire? Says Hashem. Lama lachatz come to tell you ma ish eno dole kichidi. Just like fire, it can't be lit by itself. Rashi says, you have to put two or three pieces of wood together to make fire. So to divrei Torah, I'm a skyim biyichidi. If you don't have a friend who's coming to be mechaded you, to sharpen your ideas. That's what it means. What it means when it says in the pasuk, cheruv el habadim venolu, a sword upon those who are alone, and they will become fools. Cherev al sonim shaltan mechachamim is talking about a sword on, again, it's a euphemism when it says sonim shaltan mechachamim, shaoskim bad bebad betorah, who go ahead, and when they learn, they only do it by themselves, they do it on their own. V'lo'od ela shemitabshin, not only that, but they end up getting stupider. Rashi says, well, let's keep going. Shenemar v'no'alu, and they become like fools. V'lo'o de'ela shechotin, they end up doing avedas, end up sinning. K'siv hacha, because it says over here, v'no'alu, and they become fools. U'k'siv hasmer, another pasuk which says, asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu, that we acted like fools, and that we ended up doing avedas, we end up doing a sin. So we start to see that's what happens. Someone goes ahead, and they learn by themselves. V'bayisem v'yacha, we can learn it from the following pasuk. No'alu sarei tzon, the officers of tzon became like fools. Hissu es mitzriyim, and they led Mitzrayim off the path. So we say Hitsu also is the lotion of doing Avedis, so we see Noalnu, same thing. Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Lamanim Shalah Divritor Ke'etz, why is Teda Divritor compared to wood? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Eitz Chayim Hi, Lamachazikim Ba. Lom Lecha, it's coming to tell you, Ma Eitz Katan Madlik Zagadol, just like when it comes to the Eitz, a small piece makes it lights on fire, a bigger one, right, when you go ahead and you light when you're lighting up a fire, Rashi says, that kishamadlik is a or meets is a eats and dakim tchili. Start with the smaller ones first, and then it lights up the rest of it. After mechachamim kitanim chadid is a gedolim. The smaller ones are mechadid, the bigger ones. Why says Rashi shesholin and kol shah, because they're constantly asking questions. V'ha'inu damer bechanina harbi lemanet mirabosa. I learned a lot from my teachers. Mechavrai yosem mirabosa. I learned more from my friends and from my teachers. I learned the most from my Tamidim. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Rami, he says we have a contradiction. It says in the pasuk, likras samei Hesayumayim, bring water to those that are thirsty. Now, what this is talking about, Rashi says that the mashma laholich lomayim, to bring them water, means that the Rebbe should go to the Talmud. Uksev, we have another pasuk, hoi, kol tzame l'chul lomayim. Listen up, anyone who's thirsty should go to water, which sounds like the Talmud should make his way to the Rebbe. So is it the Rebbe going to the Talmud, or the Talmud going to the Rebbe? So it's going, im Talmud hagen hu, if he's Talmud hagen, likra tzame hisayumayim, then you should go and bring to him. If not, then hoi, kol tzame l'chul lomayim, then they have to go ahead and make their way to come find it. Rabbi Chanina bar Chamara, we have a pasuk which says, yafutsu mayonosecha chutza, that your wellsprings are going to spread out. Meaning to say, your wellsprings, meaning of teda, it's going to go all over. Oksiv, another pasuk that says, yihiyu lecha levadecha, that what? That it's going to be for you, only for you. Implying that the Torah should be for you and not for somebody else. Pasuk and Mishlei says the Gemara, no, what it means is that in Talmud Hagam, who is Talmud Hagam, the Yifutzumay Yisrach Chutza, if he's a proper Talmud, then go and spread out for him. Lav, you lechal of Adech, if not, then it should be just for you. Don't go and teach it to him. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Idi. Lamanim shal divri Torah lamayim. Why is Torah compared to water? Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Ha'i kol tzami lechu lamayim. Listen up, anyone who's thirsty, go to the water. Lamalcha is coming to tell you. Ma mayim manichim makam gavoa. Water leaves a high place. V'holchan lamakam numochad goes to a lower place. Av divri Torah, so to divri Torah. E miskayim ele b'misha daito shvela. It's only going to go with the person that's going to be miskayim. It's stated with someone who humbles themselves and lowers themselves. V'am Rebbe Hoshaya, Lamanim shal divri Torah l'shlosha mashkan alola. Why is it compared to three different types of drinks? Three different types of drinks, says Rashi, the Gemara, b'mayim uvayayin uvachalav. It's compared to water, wine, and milk. Dichsev, hoi kot sami luchu lamayim, go to the water. Uksev, luchu shivu ve'elchol, luchu shivu below chesef, below mechir, yayin v'chalav. Go buy and eat, go buy wine and milk without money and at no cost. Lo melcha is coming to tell you, mash lo shamashkim al all of these three drinks, emes kaimim elu apachos mishu bekelim, the way that they are, that you preserve them, is you put them in the pachos of bekelim, which means the lowest types of kelim. Like very, very, you know, made out of like cheres. After we told this, what did we tell you? Miskayim and Elva Misha Daito Shvela. It's only been Miskayim and somebody who is humble. Kedamur Lei Brate the case of Bishu Ben Chananya. It's like the Caesar's daughter said to Bishu Ben Chananya, "I Chachma Mefora Bechli Mechar." What beautiful wisdom is found in such an ugly kli? Amar La, she's calling her ugly. Amar La, I say, your face hurting because it's killing me. Amar La, he says back there. Avich rami chamra b'mani de patra. He says, I understand. Doesn't your father, he puts his chamra, his wine, in a money de patra. He puts it into things which are made out of cheres. So Rashi says, b'derech schok amar umarames ma domeret liv. Alo avich nosin yayim b'kelim mechorim shel cheres. And he's saying in like a joking manner. And he's like being alluding to the fact, he says, what do you point out to me, that I have Torah inside of me and I'm ugly? But your father puts his wine in disgusting kelim that are made out of just cheres, like lowly kelim made out of pottery. Amalei, so she said, Elabamai near me. Okay, what did you want me to do? Where should we put it? If you're not going to put it in cheres, so then what are we supposed to do? So he says, I understand. Amalei, atun dechashvisu remove money da'ava b'chatzva. You're so chashiv. You should put it in things made out of kelim, they're made out of gold, and made out of silver. Azav Amalei levua. She went ahead and she told her father, this is what she should do. Rami lechamra b'mani da'ava b'chatzva v'takiv. So what he does, she did that. They put in these beautiful things v'takiv. Rashi says hichmitz. It ended up getting machmitz. It became into vinegar. It got ruined. Also, for Amalei, it came to, and they said, what happens? Amalei the Brate, he says to his daughter, Man Amalei Chachi, who told you to do this? Amalei, she said, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, he's the one who said it. Karyua Amalei, Amai Amartla Lachachi. He called him and said, why did you say this to my daughter? Amai Amartla. So Amalei, he says back, Yehechi da Amalei, just like she said it to me. I just said it back to her. Freck the daughter back, says, I have a ha'ika shapiri de gemir. He says, understand, but there are beautiful people out there that actually know a lot of teda. So you're saying only if a person's ugly, they're going to learn. Even beautiful people can end up learning as well. Beep, turn the page, anima base, says the Gemara. I havu sani, he says back, if it would have been that they would have been a little bit more gross looking than tfei hava gemir, they would have learned even more. Says Rashi, means that if they would be not good looking, osim noyim shame. Chachamim, those chachamim that are very good looking, if they would be even less good looking than Tefei Avigamiri, Shi'ef Shel Lenoa Lahashpil daito, ubali de shecha, a person who's really good looking is not able to lower themselves, and therefore they come to forget their learning. Dover achar, another reason why it's compared to these liquids is, mashal shemashkim alam, the three liquids, ein nifsal and elab hesach adas, only become nifsal with hesach adas. Rashi says that if you don't watch them well, then they could spill, or things can fall into it that are disgusting and possible from drinking it. Right? Very easy to do that, as opposed to shemen or davash, oil or honey, because of the fact they're very thick, the stuff stays on top, and therefore you can go ahead and you can just scoop the stuff out and chuck it, and you're not worried about what's going to happen afterwards. It's going to remain very beautiful and good. So we say that these three things, that ein nifsal and elab hesach adas, then they become puzzle through not paying attention after every Torah. Similarly, when it comes to the every Torah, it's the same idea. The ein mishtach and elab hesach adas, it's only forgotten with hesach adas. Rashi explains, hesach adas, im eino machzir, machzirum tamid, if you're not constantly chazering and reviewing it, v'hadiv no Hashem, make it sweet for us again, over and over. Let's keep going. How amazing rain is. Amar b'chamar b'chanina gadol yom ha'gshamim. Great is the day of rain. Ki yom shenivra shamayim v'aretz. Like the day that the heavens and earth are created. Shenemar, as the pasuk says. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Har ifu shamayim imal u'shchokim yizlu tzedek. The skies are going to shower from on top, and the heavens are going to rain down tzedek, righteousness. Tiftach eretz v'yifru yeshu tzedaka. The earth is going to open, the land will open, v'yifru yeshu tzedaka, and it's going to spout forth yesha, yeshuos, and tzedaka. Stuff is going to pop out. Tatzmiach yachad. It's going to go and bring these things together. They're going to start to grow together. Ani Hashem Barasiv. I am Hashem Barasiv, who created it. Barasim lonemar. It doesn't say that I created them. Rather, it says Barasiv. El Barasiv, meaning in Lashon Yachid, which is focusing on the concept of rain. And we see how powerful it is. How great it is. Great is the day of rain. Shafil Yeshua Paravaravavo. That we have Yeshuas that are growing, the salvation that comes from it. Shenemar starts to grow. Shenemar Tiftach Eretz V'yifru Yesha. The land is going to open up and it's going to sprout forth Yeshuas. It's Mamash Rashi calls it. It's called the Lashon of Eis Ratzon. It's a good time. Amar Rabbi Tamchan Bar Chani Loi. Ene Gshamim Yordim Ela Im Kain Nimchulu Avon Osem Sheisrael. Rain only falls if Hashem forgave the Jewish people of their sins. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Rotzis Hashem Artzcha. Hashem, you found favor in your land. Rashi says, Bimayim, with water, by giving rain. Shafta Shavis Yaakov, you returned the captivity of Yaakov. Nasas Avon Amecha, and you forgave the averus of your nation. Kisisa kol chatasam selah. You covered all of their averus. Amar lei ze'iri midiavas l'ravina. Not to be confused with ze'iri stam, Rashi says. That was when the Rishonim, v'ravina sofarav, lo rozed, they didn't see each other. This is ze'iri of diavas. Atun mehacha masnisula. You go and learn it from the pasuk you just said. Anan mehacha masnisula. But we learn it from the following idea. Va'ata tishma shamayim v'salachta l'chatos. And you listen from the heavens and forgive the averos. Rashi then brings at the end of the pasuk is va'omer v'nosata mater al artzecha b'tfila d'shlema. And that what happens is you go ahead and, where did you go? B'tfila d'shlema, it's talking about. So, and you go ahead and you listened and you ended up giving us rain. But wait, there is more. Amar of Tanchum Bered Rav Chia Ish Kfar Akko. Eina Geshamim Netzar. Rain is not held back for the Jewish people. Ela Im Kein Eschayivu Soneim Sheyisrael Kloya. Unless the Jewish people have decreed to be destroyed. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Tzia Gam Chom Yigzalu Mimei Sheleg Sheol Chatu. Which means that, as Rashi points out, it's kishetzia gam chom goes in mimosa sheleg, meaning it's a time of winter and it should be that it should be raining and it, but it's not raining and the heat continues on. She'in yorda matar kimishpatam biyadua shesha'ol chatu, then you could know that they've sinned pretty deeply. And that's bad news. You learn from there. We learn from here. Right? The pasuk says, and they held back. And right afterwards, it says, Vavadatem is going to be lost. So we see clearly it means that it's Kloya for Shoneim Shel Yisrael. Destruction for the enemies of the Jews. Euphemism again for the Jews. Now we're going to see a bunch of things of why the rain would be held back. Says the Gemara, Amar of Chista, Ein Gesham Neitzarim, the Gesham is only held back for when? Ela B'Shvil Bittel Trumos Amaisos, when people are Mevata from giving Trumos Amaisos. Shadam, as the Pasuk says, Tzia Gam Chom Yigzlu Mimei Sheleg, like we saw before. My Mash, behind that Pasuk that says that Tzia Gam Chom, that the dry and warm season are Yigzlu, they steal Mimei Sheleg, that they steal from the days of snow, meaning it continues staying warm, it doesn't rain during the times of the rainy season. Now, how do you know, how do you see over there that this is talking about Trumas and Maisos? Tanad Rebbe Yishmael, Bishvil Dvarim Shetzivisi Eschem Bimose Chama. The Lashon of Tzia Gam Chom, so we see Tzivisi, the things you're commanded during the times of the summer months, which is when we gather in the stuff, we take off Trumas and Maisos, and you didn't do it. V'lo Asisam, you didn't do it. Therefore, Yigaz L'mikam, Yimei Sheleg Bimose Chamim. It will be stolen from you, the rain and snow in the time of the rainy season. Amar b'shimim pazi, enig sham neitzarim el b'shimim sapir lashon hara. It's only held back because of people speaking lashon hara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ruach tzafon techolel gashem ufanisa nizamim lashon saser. The north wind holds back the rain, and there's anger against when we are speaking in secret, otherwise known as lashon hara. Amar of Salah, Amar of Hamnuna. It's when someone is very, very brazen. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Vayimanu revivim umalkos lo haya." The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu that the showers were held back and there's no late rain. So malkosh lo yeh umeitzach yishazona hayalach, because of the fact that you had a forehead of a zona. And there was no busha. There was no behavior of behaving in a way of like having some sort of busha of how our actions were. And therefore we say that this is a person who's acting in a way of azaz panim. The Amar of Salah, Amar of Hamnuna, he comes and he explains, kol adam shishla azaz panim, anyone who acts in such like a brazen manner, sof nechshav aver, eventually they're going to end up falling to do averus. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, umeitzach isha zona hayalach. And the head of the forehead of a zona, and again because there was no bush over there. Of Nachman Amar, biyadua shenichshab avera. It's known that you've already fallen to do averus. Shenemar, the pasuk says hayalach, meaning in the lashon avar past tense. V'lo namar yialach, not that it's going to be for you, but you already had it. You must have already fallen to the averus. Again, this is a lashon of azus, means that a person behaves in a way where they have no busha, no shame, the way that they behave. It's just like straight out, inappropriate, being very, very intense. Amar Rabbi Barhuna, kol adam sheish la'azus padam, mutter likros la'rasha. It's mutter to call this type of person a rasha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, he'ez ish rasha b'fanav, a man who's brazen, rasha in his face. You call him a rasha, straight up. Rashi says, he'ez ish, she'ish bo azaz panim, amar lo rasha b'fanav, ve'im bo mishum malkus, kidamina b'mesechus kiddushin, and mishum davar zeh b'vad, mutalikus rasha. This thing alone, you let it come rasha. Of Nachma Yitzhak Amar, he says, mutter l'snoso, it's even mutter to hate this person. She says, even though it says love your neighbor like you love yourself. Shenemar, v'oz panav yishune, a person who is azaz panim, his face is panav yishune. Well, Rashi says, v'ez ksiv chaser vav mishu ez panim yishne bishav. Rashi switches it to a shin. Back the way the Gemara says it is, v'oz panav yishune. That is that someone who's azus, and his face is going to be switched. It's going to change. Atuka Yeshuna, don't say it to be changed. Ella Yisane, it's allowed to be hated. Someone who behaves in such a way is allowed to be hated. Another reason why we wouldn't have rain. Amar Rav Katina, Eina Gesham Neitzarim Ela B'Shvil Bittel Torah, because the people are being mevatel Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ba'atzaltayim Yimach HaMikara, through laziness the roof caves in. What does that mean? Because of the laziness of the Jewish people, they weren't be osek in Torah. Nasa sona shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu mach. It made Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the sona shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, meaning Hashem. That's what it says. God sotayim yimach hamikar. It made him mach, meaning it made him very poor in a way that like he can't give us rain. Okay, ve'in mach ela ani, and mach means ani. Shemar, as the pasuk says, ve'im machu me'erkecha, and if he is too poor, then the me'erkecha from the erichin. Ve'in mikara ela kodesh baruch hu. When it says mikara in the pasuk, meaning that it's like a roof, it's referencing Hashem. Shemar, as the pasuk says, hamikara b'mayim al Yosef. Pasuk that is found in Tehillim, that it says, HaMekara B'mayim Al Yosef, whose roof, meaning like Mekara, his upper chambers, who roofs his upper chambers with water. If Yosef Amarach, he says from here, V'ata L'ro Or, Pasuk says, this is found in Eof, and when they don't see light, Bahir Hu Bashchakim, the skies are have clouds here and there. Ruach avrav atitayrim, but the wind comes and it makes it very tahor. In other words, there's no clouds there anymore. Ve'ein or ela toira, and or is referencing the Torah. So it says va'ata loro or bar hu bashchakim ruach avrav atitayrim, meaning to say ve'ein or ela toira, and therefore when you say they didn't see any light, there was no Torah. Shenema ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. It says ner mitzvah, a mitzvah is like a ner, like a fire, and Torah is the light. And the pasuk continues on, says Bayiru Bashchakim, that the skies are, what's the word? Are they like scattered with clouds? Tanis Rabbi Yishmal, Afilu B'Shasha Rakiya Nasi Baharin Baharin. Even when it's all scattered with clouds, Lahorid Tal Umatar Ruach Avram Batarim. It's ready to bring tal and mutter rain and dew and rain. Still, Ruach Avram Batarim. It comes and it clears the area over there. If we're not steigen toida, then it gets rid of all the clouds. Okay, and I'm Ravami, another one. Ain't Shamanu Tzarnel above on Gazel. The reason why there's no rain, it could be held back, is because of thievery, because of theft. Shanemar, the pasuk says, Al Kapayim Kisa Or. With clouds, he covers the rain. Ba'avon kapayim kisor, because of the sin of kapayim, therefore he covers the or. Vein kapayim elechamas. What does it mean? Kapayim, it is thievery when someone thieves, when they steal. Shenamar, umina chamas asher b'kapayim, and from the theft that was in their hands. Vein or elamata. When it says or, it's referencing rain. Shenamar's pasuk says, yofitz anan oro, scatters the rain cloud. So we see, because of person stealing, therefore we cover over the rain. My tekante. So what should a person do in order to fix it? Yarba b'tefila. Make sure you daven a lot. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, ve'itzav alavim avgia. The end of that pasuk that we brought from Eov. Al kapayim kisor ve'itzav alavim avgia. And you say that he commands the rain to fall because they're asking for it. Someone's going and davening for it. Ve'itzav alavim avgia ve'im pegia ela tefila. And pegia means tefila. Shenemer, ve'ata al tespalu ba'adam azeh, ve'al tifka bi. Ve'ata, and you, don't go and daven for these people, and don't try to tifka bi, means again, to daven for me in a way that I'm going to come and start listening. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. The next drasha is going to go on to the next page. So we're going to stop over here. Wishing all y'all a great, great day.